Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, my friends. A very happy Sunday to you, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with, of course, me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, obviously, there's only one place we can start, and that's at Old Trafford, as the mighty Manchester United came from behind to beat Man City 2-1 to smash them in the Manchester derby to secure their 10th home win in a row. Of course, it was live and exclusive on TalkSport. Here's the reaction from both managers and the former England defender Stuart Pearce, who believes United are in the title race. Of course they are.
Here's Rashford in behind, beyond the Kanji, comes to Bruno Fernandes, who takes over and the offside flag goes up. Rashford says, "I didn't touch it." It ran all the way through to Fernandes. Darren Cahn is being surrounded, the assistant on the far side. And there it is! The equaliser for Manchester United! Bruno Fernandes takes the acclaim!
I know where we play. So when a player shoots for 80-yard box and one player is in offside in front of the keeper, is offside or not offside?
So you think there was evidence to suggest that that goal should have been disallowed?
No, I don't say that because I'm not a referee and never will be. Intervene, of course, intervene.
You're interfering with play according to Law 11, subsection 2, if you are preventing an opponent from playing or being able to play the ball by clearly obstructing the opponent's line of vision or challenging an opponent for the ball, or clearly attempting to play a ball which is close when this action impacts an opponent, or making an obvious action which clearly impacts on the ability of opponent to play the ball. I don't think he impeded an opponent.
It's a difficult situation for everyone on the pitch, for the players, for the ref as well, for the referee. The referees decide that it's quite well. I know where we play. I know perfectly, so I have to be much, much better. Bruno Fernandes is coming from the back, so he's not in offside position. Rashford is not touching the ball, not interfering the situation, and he scores. So, yeah, I think it's a goal.
For tonight, at least, Manchester is simply red again. Erik ten Hag has transformed this place. It is an impenetrable fortress again. 10 home wins in a row.
I think the mentality in this team is really strong, and we worked on that, and you see the progress that you are in the most difficult situation. What you can imagine, I think City is the best team, I think, in the world, that you are capable of doing that.
This is a big statement to themselves today. This result is a massive statement to themselves. The manager will go in there, when the euphoria settles down, he gets all the players in the dressing room, he'll say, "We're well and truly in this. Believe in yourself, we can go all the way this year."
Manchester United haven't won a trophy in nearly 6 years, but are the only team in England to still have the possibility of a quadruple.
The title chase is open big time.
Yeah.
You asked a question before, are United in the title race? Yes, they are now.
We are in January. You never win a title in January. And we have to go from game to game. We are in the right direction.
City's chances of even retaining their title are looking slimmer and slimmer by the match.
We cannot win all the time, you know, this city. Manchester City cannot beat them. So it's good. United is back now after many years.
It was the result that mattered today, and United have got it.
It's Old Trafford. We have to play much better. It's Old Trafford, like it's Anfield.
Now, Bruno Fernandes scored a controversial equaliser in the game after Marcus Rashford was deemed not to be interfering with play in the build-up. The City boss, Pep Guardiola, hinted that it was only given because the game was at Old Trafford. But, of course, they continued the discussion on game day phone-in with Jason Cundy and Aston Villa superstar Gabby Agbonlahor.
Watching a game, I seen Marcus Rashford make a run, miles offside, realise he's offside, goes to control the ball, doesn't control it, out of nowhere Fernandes comes and puts it in the back of the net. If I'm on that pitch, if I'm a defender for Man City, I'm thinking, Rashford's offside, okay then, linesman's going to put his flag up, which he does. It's offside. Doesn't matter if Fernandes...
Rashford is in an offside position. That's not up for debate.
Doesn't matter if Fernandes comes out of nowhere and then puts it in the back of the net. Edison's, for one, the first person he affects, he's going to be thinking, that's offside.
He's offside. That's not up for debate. There's not the Man United fan in the world that's going to say he wasn't offside. That's not up for debate. But it's not... Being in an offside position... You can be in an offside position. He hasn't touched the ball. Has he affected the ball? That's where the debate is. For me, the letter of the law, as it stands, that is a good goal.
But I think whoever made that law has never watched a football game in their life.
The law is an ass. Question is, does he affect the ball? Does he affect the game?
If Marcus Rashford is not there, a defender for Manchester City coming clear the ball, 100%.
I agree with that.
It's the worst decision I've seen in recent years.
The argument is... Does Rashford affect the ball? Does he affect things? Has he affected the game?
Yes, he has.
And I think the answer to that question is yes. But, because it looks like, one stage, it looks like he's got the ball under his control. Even though he hasn't touched it, it looks like it's under his control.
And Man City defenders know he's offside. Yeah. He's a million miles offside.
Yes, he is. Yes,
they
he is.
Know that. So they're probably not running as quick. They're relaxing. Because Walker was chasing Fernandes, I think it was. He didn't look like he was running at full power because he's probably thinking, Rashford's offside, offside.
But you know the expression, Gabby, we know
play to the whistle.
Play to the whistle.
Rashford is offside. It doesn't matter that he's not touched the ball. He's jumped to make sure the ball goes past him. Therefore, he is in play and affected the game. He is offside.
And Leon,
the goal should not have counted.
Not at all. And Leon, the point of me is that the linesman's put his flag up as well.
Yeah, exactly. And we have been absolutely 100% robbed by incompetent people not knowing their own rules.
But for me, if I had to jump one way or the other, either give a goal or not, I'm giving a goal. And it's harsh.
So if he was playing, right?
Oh, I'd hate it.
How was that given that goal? I can't believe he's not offside. How is that not offside? I'm still baffled.
Now, the pressure, of course, has increased on the under-fire Everton manager Frank Lampard after his team lost 2-1 at home to Southampton. Here's how it sounded live and exclusive on TalkSport 2 with Ian Danter and former Saint Perry Groves calling the shots.
The ball's hit downfield. The full-time whistle goes. The boos ring around Goodison Park. Frank Lampard is under massive pressure now as Everton manager.
I want us to win games. I want us to do well. I understand the challenges, but results are so important to us and the feeling for the fans, for the club, for the players.
2 years on from getting the vote of confidence at Chelsea and then being dismissed. He had the vote of confidence in the week from Farhad Moshiri. What of his position now? Everton lose again.
How does Lampard survive this period? How does he begin to address their issues? Pick up this football club. You can hear it. A football club rock bottom, divided, toxic.
I'll be amazed, absolutely amazed, if Frank Lampard survives this, Dan, because this is their fourth home defeat on the trot. It's the worst run at home here at Goodison Park since 1958.
Difficult times come and go. I don't mean to make that sound loose, but they do. But you have to fight, and that's always been my nature to do that. So people will talk about it because we're Everton Football Club. Has got an amazing history.
They right now, the Everton board, who were told before the game it was not safe to be here today, they have a huge decision to make.
They need a lift. They need some inspiration from somewhere. They need a spark, and it's not coming. It's not coming from anybody on the pitch. It's not coming from Frank Lampard.
At the moment, we're in a tough time where results are not going our way, and there's always things we can do to address that.
The players have to look at themselves, no doubt about it. You know, they have to put the effort and the application in. But you still need to be inspired by your manager and by your coaching staff. That's not happening. It's very, very toxic.
With Frank, I feel real sorry for him because he's covering five other managers' problems in the last few years. Mm-hmm. He's not had the money to spend because we've had financial fair play problems. Yeah. He hasn't been able to make the exact signings he wants, and he's stuck with old managers' players.
I understand it's a difficult situation. I'm a big boy. I'm very okay with taking on difficult situations, and that's what we're in.
Elsewhere in the Premier League, Liverpool. Oh my goodness, what a day of football. We're thrashed 3-0 at Brighton. Leicester lost to Nottingham Forest, and West Ham lost again, this time at Wolves. Here's the fallout from yesterday's Premier League action on TalkSport.
Brighton 3, Liverpool 0. Liverpool utterly atrocious, but take nothing away from Brighton.
I'm not sure if it's still because the game is so, it's only a few minutes ago, but I can't remember worse game. I honestly can't. And I mean, all, not only Liverpool, I can't remember.
That scoreline does not flatter Brighton. Liverpool were battered. And that's not an underestimate. They were absolutely outclassed.
When you say men against boys, that was men against boys.
Low point, very bad performance. But first and foremost, and most importantly to say, congratulations to Brighton for playing an exceptional game. Really, really, really good.
I look at Jurgen Klopp's record at Mainz. He was there for 7 years. Dortmund was there for seven years.
What are you saying, Gab?
Liverpool, he's been here for 7 years, nearly eight. I feel that, is this the time where Liverpool need a new voice? Are the players not responding to him? That team should not be losing 3-0 to Brighton.
I can't remember a game when we were that open. It's horrible to watch, to be honest.
They'd be very worried with that performance. It was really poor from Liverpool's point of view. I think Jurgen Klopp would be an interesting press conference after the game.
What can I say? It's sorry, again, my responsibility. We have to do it better. And for today, it was obviously not good enough.
Tomorrow, there could be 19 points behind Arsenal. 19 points.
Liverpool with it all to do now in terms of the top four. For the first time since 1993, the Reds have lost both their opening league games at the start of a calendar year. It's finished here. Sensational Brighton 3, dismal Liverpool 0.
The problems are the same like last week when we spoke about it. We don't win the key battles on the pitch, the key challenges, and we give the ball too easy away.
The mentality monster, Mr. Klopp, needs to do better with this group of players.
Real trouble for West Ham United. Wolves, though, they're out of the bottom three. Wolves 1, West Ham 0.
What can you do to turn this round?
Well, we've been in there before, haven't we? So we'll go about the job in the same way as we've done before. We've got ourselves out of that position twice before, so that's what I attempt to do.
Right now, West Ham are facing relegation.
I'm the man who's in the job, and I'm the man who's also been sixth and seventh in the Premier League in the last 2 years with them. And the biggest disappointment for the West Ham supporters is that, you know, we've risen expectations, we're growing the club, we've got some really talented players, and we don't look as if we can get a result at the moment, which is a hard thing.
Mr. Moyes and what's disappointing for all us is the fact that he's still the manager. He has no clue. He doesn't have a plan A, let alone a plan B.
When you're in this industry, you've always got to win games, and I'm not winning enough games, so I'm not stupid.
We've got to change it up. He's got to go. We're going down. We are actually
What about all he's done for West Ham, though? The Europa League run? Has he not got credit in the bank still?
Come on, that credit's run out, mate.
Don't last long, does it?
What we've given West Ham supporters in the last few years, I hope that they'll give us back when we're in a difficult period.
It's a 16th defeat in the last 24 Premier League away games for West Ham United.
I'm not daft enough with enough games in it to understand that you've got to do well enough to keep your job, and we have to try and do better than we're doing at the moment.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we end the show by looking ahead to the huge North London derby, Governor, as Arsenal could go 8 points clear at the top of the Premier League if they tonk Spurs. Here's both managers, Spurs legend Glenn Hoddle, former Arsenal winger Theo Walcott, and the former Spurs striker Darren Bent, my wingman, of course, on Drive Time, Monday to Friday from 4, who have all been looking ahead to the game at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
I just love it. That's the reason why we are here, to play this kind of games. It's one of the biggest games of the season for us.
When you are at top of the league, your opponent changed totally, because you are in that moment the best team in the league.
I think Arsenal were the real deal this year.
Usually the team that's in form,
in this case Arsenal,
yeah, settle the best quickest, because they're comfortable with what they're playing, mm-hmm. They're confident, and that's how it is.
This game and this result will be a big guidance, I think, to see which way Arsenal are going. Next five games for Arsenal: Tottenham, Manchester United, Manchester City. Their credentials are there. If they get through that unscathed, people would have thought they're nailed on.
Every away game brings big challenges, and this is not different. And we're going to have to prove that we are good enough to go there, play our way, and win the match.
This game is the one I think that place will be rocking. Mm. The crowd will be up for that game. And I think it's human nature. I can't see but a quick start from Tottenham.
Tottenham at home, you know, they'll be dogged. They'll be difficult to break down, and they've got Harry Kane. So, and when you've got Harry Kane, you've always got a chance in any game.
Everybody won't try to beat you. And for sure, Arsenal has to face this situation. To be favourite to win the league in this moment, because they are top of the table.
I thought there'd be a threat for the league in a couple of years' time with the youngsters that they had a few years ago. But you know what? They're ahead of they're way ahead of that.
I like the points in the bag. I think they're a team. I don't think they've got as good a squad as certainly as Manchester City. But they're going to be in the top two. And they've got the points in the bag at this moment in time.
They are doing a really good job, but don't forget that this job has started 3 years ago, maybe not 3 years and a half ago.
It's going to be an intriguing game, but what Tottenham have got, they've got that X factor.
I'm not ruling Spurs out, not in the top four, because as you said there, they're only 2 points off it.
There's something about Arsenal right now. There's something, just the whole atmosphere there. Yeah. I'm positive about it.
This game, the form goes out the window. Yeah. You know, it's going to be a tough game for Arsenal. I really feel that.
It's got the makings of a fantastic match. I can't wait for it.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit the subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon from 4 p.m. on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show, alongside that fellow I was just talking about, Darren Bent, looking back at all the weekend's Premier League action, including, of course, yesterday's Manchester derby. And we'll talk a bit of Liverpool. I'm sure we will. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.